Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is the weekly weather. Monday, we can expect thick cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 2, lows of negative 1. Tuesday, we can expect thick cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 2, lows of negative 2. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 3, lows of negative 1. Thursday, we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 5, lows of 4. And Friday, we can expect light rain, showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 7, lows of 5. There is a yellow weather warning of snow, so be careful out on the road and stay safe.
In Either Fight news this week, Either Fight MP Bob Seeley's expenses were £40,000 above the average in 2019 and 2020, it has been revealed. Mr. Seeley's total expenditure for the year was £197,358.61, well above the MP average of £157,747. Members of Parliament, including the Isle of Wight's MP, have had their 2019 to 2020 expenses published by the Independent Parliamentary Standards Authority. The financial year, which ran from April 2019 to the end of March 2020, showed Mr. Seeley having office costs of £21,972.33, with £148,163.81 spent on staffing, £15,416.48 on accommodation, and £11,805.99 on travel expenses. A total expenditure of £197,358.61. Mr. Seeley said, "I and my team are aware we spend public money, so when we can save some, we will do so." Meanwhile, more than 2,000 primary and secondary students across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight are taking part in a number of free sessions designed to help children and young people learn how to spot fake news online. The sessions have been organised by the Cyber Ambassador Scheme run by the Police and Crime Commissioners team as part of this year's National Safer Internet Day on 9th of February. Primary and junior school students are taking part in a live online escape room where they will be tasked with unlocking codes to fight against fake news, and secondary and college students are taking part in a virtual webinar with interactive polls and quizzes. At both events, students will be able to get expert insights and advice from colleagues from the University of Portsmouth Cyber Crime Clinic. And finally, Isle of Wight sheep farmers are worried that the sharp rise in people walking their dogs in their fields could lead to more attacks on sheep and their lambs this spring. Angus Baird, who farms over 2,000 sheep on the island, has had a series of dog attacks in recent years, including 38 killed in a single attack in 2018. In the latest incident at the end of 2020, an escaped husky chased 250 sheep for over an hour. While none suffered physical injuries, the sheep were highly stressed, putting them at high risk of losing their lambs they were carrying. Angus says, "The problem is that with no physical injuries, there's no evidence, but the sheep were highly stressed and I'm very concerned that they will lamb okay." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotil.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The
The 4th of February 1968 was when the world's largest hovercraft was launched for the first time. The SRN-4 measured 56 metres long and was used to carry cars over the Solent. Built in Cowes, the SRN-4 was in service for over 30 years, with its last uses being in the year 2000. The 4th of February 1927 was when racer Malcolm Campbell attempted to break the land speed world record in his car, the Campbell Bluebird. Campbell had previously set other land speed records in his earlier car, the Sunbeam. Both cars used an aircraft engine, which was the reason for their speed. Although the attempt, which took place at Pendine Sands in Wales, failed, the next attempt, which took place a year later, was a success. The 3rd of February 1966 was when the Russian space probe Luna 9 achieved the first ever soft landing on the moon. A soft landing is when the landing craft is not significantly damaged or destroyed by the impact and is still able to function for an extended period of time. When Luna 9 landed, it used a camera to survey the moon and the pictures were published worldwide. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with the obscure word of the week. This week's word is neophyte, N-E-O-P-H-Y-T-E. It means a person who is new to a subject or activity, or a novice in a religious order or a newly ordained priest. It originated from Middle English, from Latin, or from the Greek word neophytus, which means newly planted, but was first used in the sense new convert by St. Paul. From the word neos, which means new, and the word phuton, which means plant. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now!
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Axl Rose, who's a rock singer, born in 1962. Who's age 59. Reed Deming, who's a pop singer, born in 1999, who's 22. And Alice Eve, who's a TV actress, born in 1982, who's 39. I'll have some more famous birthdays for you next weekend. Bye for now!
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays. National Kite Flying Day is a holiday that's observed on February 8th every year and is designed as a way to encourage people to get out there and enjoy the process of flying a kite. Although kite flying is generally regarded as an activity done by children, the fact of the matter is that adults have been flying kites for well over 11,000 years. So, buy or make a kite and then get those kites flying high on this day. After all, making and flying kites can be a lot of fun. Most holidays are in celebration of something, or at the very least are meant to commemorate an event or person. National Toothache Day isn't one of those holidays. No, it's a day that serves to remind people of the importance of taking care of their teeth. Because if they don't, then they may end up with a terrible toothache. That's why, when people observe this holiday on February 9th, they should put their oral health at the front of their festivities and try to avoid sugary sweets. National Umbrella Day is a holiday that's celebrated on the 10th of February and commemorates the invention of one of the most used pieces of personal weather protection a person will ever own. Umbrellas are useful for keeping rain or sunlight off of a person and are portable enough to take just about anywhere. So why not take the time out of your busy day and spend a few moments celebrating a piece of equipment that many of us use regularly but few people think about. National Make a Friend Day is a holiday that's observed annually on February 11th. It's a day that encourages people to look outside their established social groups and to make new friends. After all, new friends can broaden a person's horizons and help them to see things in ways they otherwise wouldn't be able to see them. People can make new friends by exploring their interests or hobbies, or simply by expanding their social circle. It's a day that everyone should consider celebrating no matter how many or how few friends they currently have. And finally, celebrated annually on February 12th, Darwin Day, also known as International Darwin Day, is a holiday that commemorates the birth of naturalist and geologist Charles Darwin in 1809. This holiday is also a day to bring attention to Darwin's contributions to science and is also used to highlight science in general. It is celebrated all over the world. That's all. Join us next week for some more obscure holidays. In Isle of Wight news this week, for Isle of Wight's most at-risk workers could start receiving regular and rapid coronavirus testing from next month. The Isle of Wight Council has revealed plans to roll out an initial six-week community testing programme. It would see islanders who are continuing to leave their home to go into high-risk work settings during the pandemic offered a COVID-19 test. The initiative is aimed at those who are showing no coronavirus symptoms, known as asymptomatic. The council says it is finalising a bid to government. Community testing for those who do not have symptoms is one of the very important ways of combating COVID-19. Meanwhile, 5 staff and 13 students at Cowes Enterprise College have been sent home this week after multiple cases of coronavirus were confirmed. The Isle of Wight Council says 3 members of the school have tested positive. 2 mixed-aged bubbles have been told to self-isolate alongside the teachers. An Isle of Wight Council spokesperson said, after seeking public health advice, 5 staff and 2 mixed-aged group bubbles, totaling 13 children, will self-isolate until the 11th of February. The students will be able to access the high-quality remote learning offer that their peers are engaged with currently. The school remains open for children of key workers as well as those who are vulnerable. And finally, with COVID-19 creating a surge in tinnitus patients and symptoms, the creators of an app born on the Isle of Wight are taking on the challenge of supporting those with the condition. T-Minus is the first app designed to help alleviate the symptoms of tinnitus as part of an overall wellness approach. The app is the brainchild of professional musician, producer and long-term tinnitus sufferer Rupert Brown from Umride. Rupert has spent decades collating a captivating and unique music library of what he calls mind environments, each one meticulously crafted to suit for individual specifications of those looking to take control of their auditory environments. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience.
If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectusradio.fm.